From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. They call Fanny Ardant the grande dame of French movies. Back in 1979, she was a 30-year-old actress in a French soap opera when the late François Truffaut saw her. The great director cast her opposite Gérard Depardieu in The Woman Next Door. She became a star, and their collaboration became personal. They had a child together. Fanny Ardant was in Washington and New York last week performing a one-woman play and promoting the movie Paris, Je T'aime, Paris, I Love You. It's a collection of 18 vignettes, each set in a different Paris neighborhood. She and Bob Hoskins play a married couple in Pigalle trying to rekindle the romantic flame.
I just thought it would be a nice change.
Nice change. Un peu d'affection, ça serait a nice change. Et pas me regarder avec amertume. Je sais pas, m'embrasser sur un coup de tête, me surprendre.
Me. You always want your feelings understood.
Fanny Ardant is a very youthful-looking 58, and as for being called the grande dame, she says unless it's grande as in tall, the adjective doesn't mean much to her.
The adjective is, you never feel that is completely true, because if they call you an intellectual, and it's not completely true, and if they call you physical, I think reality and truth is always complicated.
Yes, but you are all of those things. You are intellectual and oui. You are physical. And
oui, so as for that, maybe I don't like that they speak about me.
I see. From your career in acting, what are the most important things you've learned that you would want to communicate to a young actor or actress just starting out?
To be true, to be honest, to give the truth of the inside. Because I think everything was already told and done. We are always doing the same that from generation and generation, from the Greek, ancient Greek, from Aeschylus and Euripides. So I think the only thing that is good to transmit is the true feelings and thought.
A truth about oneself as an artist.
Exactly.
I want to ask you about your youth for a moment. Not that your youth is over, but long ago, I read that when you graduated from university, having studied political science, you took a job at the French Embassy in London.
You know all about my life.
Well, first of all, have you ever wondered what your life would have been like if you had remained a diplomat instead of acting?
It would be a disaster because I'm not at all diplomat and I like to struggle with people. I will never have a diplomatic way to say the things. So it's much better that I become an actress than instead to become an ambassador.
Yes, the passion to search for the truth in oneself could be a severe liability if one is a diplomat.
Yes, I admire the ability to keep inside all the anger or all the passion to be able to create a relationship with so many different people, and I will never be able to do that. But I think it's much more clever because it's stupid to be too passionate or to be on anger or enthusiast too easily.
Was there a particular moment when it occurred to you, I must be an actress? And from that point on, you were certain of that decision.
It's like for the crazy man or crazy woman. Because when I was in Aix-en-Provence to do the universities, to earn my life, I used to work during the summertime to the festival de musique. It was a festival of Mozart.
A Mozart festival in Aix-en-Provence,
oui,
yes. This is when you were a university student, you would work there.
Oui.
I see, in the summer.
And in July, to earn some money, I used to be a secretary of the director. And so instead to typewriting, I used to go to the rehearsals. And I remember one afternoon, it was a beautiful day, and I heard the voices coming from Mozart music. And I knew, don't ask me why, I knew that one day I would be in the other side.
But what was it that you heard at the Mozart Festival from Cosi Vento? What was it in the air that, at that particular moment, convinced you that you would someday be on the stage?
Oh, I knew that it was this challenge to be on a wooden stage and to make believe to another world. And I think it was the greatest feeling that I had. And I knew the road will be long and tough and difficult. But I say, I don't care. I will be there.
Well, we're all very glad that you made that decision that day. And thank you very much for talking with us about it.
Thank you very much to you.
That's French actress Fanny Ardant. Her latest film is Paris, Je T'aime.